BBC Radio 3. Now, an introduction to Drama on 3. The play contains some strong language.
Hi, my name's John Britton. I'm the writer of Rotterdam, the play you're about to hear.
Hello, my name's Ellen Parry. I was the original designer on the first productions of Rotterdam.
Rotterdam is a play about Alice and Fiona, a couple who are living in the Netherlands. On the night Alice has finally decided to come out to her parents, Fiona tells her that he has always identified as male and wants to start living as a man named Adrian. I wrote Rotterdam in 2012 for the very simple reason that I'd had a couple of friends who had come out as trans, and I hadn't seen anything on stage that reflected their experiences. And the design was a fantastic element of the original production, including a joke that was funnier than anything in the script, where a character literally came out of the closet.
The play has meant a lot to me artistically, but on a more personal level, it also provided me with the admittedly convoluted but very convenient mechanism of coming out to my parents as non-binary. They came to see the show in the West End, and as soon as they were safely back in Cornwall, I sent them an email titled, "Dear Mum and Dad, Happy New Year.
I hope you enjoy it. It's a play that has meant an incredible amount to me.
And to me.
So thank you very much for listening."
Right. There. I'm finished.
You're finished?
I'm finished. I'm done. I mean, I think I am. I think it's done.
Do you want me to have a read?
No, no. It's fine. Unless, do you want to? I mean, you probably should.
Okay, then I will.
Actually, can you not?
No.
No, and it's not that I don't want you to. I do, obviously. It's just I know that you'll find loads wrong with it and then you'll make me change it.
I won't make you change it.
And then I'll start worrying about all the other things that are wrong with it.
I won't make you change it.
And then I'll never actually send it and then we'll be right back where we started.
Alice, I won't make you change it.
Yes, you would. You always make me change things.
Like when?
Last week, I left that work in the kitchen.
I made a few notes in the margin. I was just trying to make it sound less dry.
It was a shipping contract. It was supposed to sound dry. Look, I'd rather just send it, okay?
Good. I want you to just send it.
Fine, I will. Okay, all right, maybe you should take a look.
Okay.
Actually, no.
Seriously?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, okay? I just want to get it right. I'm going to do one more draft.
You've done 15.
I need to check the spelling.
Run spell check.
I have. I need to check for stuff it's missed.
What stuff?
I don't know. That's why I need to check it. Writing this email's the most important thing I've ever done. I don't want it to open with, "Dear Mum and Dad, I've got something very important to tell you. I'm a Lebanon." Look, Fee, it's late. They'll be in bed. Can't we just wait?
Till when?
I don't know. January?
What, you mean in 24 hours?
Yes, maybe it can wait 24 hours.
Fine. Wait 24 hours. That is absolutely fine.
Well, obviously it isn't, is it?
No, it is. And you know why? It means I win the bet.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it does not. I didn't say I wasn't going to send it. I just said I wasn't going to send it tonight. I am going to send it, okay? But even if I didn't, you still wouldn't win the bet because I'll still come out before Angelina Jolie because Angelina Jolie is not a... No, look, you know what? I'm not rising to this.
Fine.
She's married.
Divorced.
She's been married several times.
They're beards.
Lesbians don't have beards. Gay men have beards.
What do we have, hair extensions?
They have kids.
Half of them are adopted.
Half of them aren't.
She basically admitted to being gay in an interview.
She said she was bisexual.
That's code.
Why would she use
code? Because there are no lesbian film stars.
Yes, there are.
No, there's one. And who guessed she was gay 7 years ago?
Oh my God, you cannot use Jodie Foster in every argument. Yes, you said she was gay, but you say that about pretty much everyone else too, so you had to get it right at least once.
Twice. I was right about you, wasn't I?
I want to send it, okay? I do, I just... If I didn't, would that be so bad?
I don't know. Do you want to stay here?
I wouldn't mind it.
Really? You like it here? You like Rotterdam?
Yes.
Hoe komt het dan dat je me niet kunt vertellen wat ik nu zeg? We've lived here 7 years.
I'm not good at languages.
You never tried to learn.
I work for an English company.
An English company that's based in Holland.
Yes, and one that I can't just walk away from, actually. You can't do what I do just anywhere.
Alice, there are ports in England. There's one in Hull, 200 miles that way.
But...
Alice, 7 years.
I know. I will send it, okay? I will. I just... It's hard. You don't understand. You've never had this problem. Your parents don't care. They've done drugs. They go on protests. They think that Jeremy Corbyn's too reactionary.
Your parents are fine. They must suspect something.
No, they don't. They think we're flatmates and you're too opinionated to get a boyfriend. I know you're trying to understand, but it's different for you. You came out at 15.
17.
It doesn't matter. You're better at this than I am. You've always known who you are. You've never felt like you had anything to hide. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a criticism. That's why I love you.
You know that's not true.
Yeah, I don't believe it either sometimes, but I do.
No, I mean... Look, if you don't want to send it, you don't have to. Come on, it's past midnight. It's New Year's Eve tomorrow. Let's go to bed, okay?
No, I want to send it.
Seriously, you have to be off for work in 7 hours.
I'm being serious. I want to send it.
You know you don't have to.
I know. I want to. Would you, you know, read it?
Really?
Yes. I want you to.
Okay.
I mean, it's rough, but I mean, I didn't want to overthink it, so sorry. Are you done yet?
No.
Well?
Wait.
Well, what do you think?
I'm not quite done. I just had to... Wow. You want my opinion?
Yes.
Bit gay. Seriously, no, I mean, it's good. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know you could write something like, you know, what you wrote about me.
I meant it.
I know.
So is it all right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Thanks. I mean, I'll run spell check one more time, you know, just to be sure. Right. Done.
You can check it again if you want.
I don't. Right.
Wait. No, wait a second.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing. Sorry, ignore me.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
knows?
No, wait. No, there is something.
What?
I don't really know how to... I don't...
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I just...
What is it?
Nothing. Nothing. Look, it's stupid, okay? Just send it.
No, V, what's wrong?
Nothing. I just... You said I didn't have anything to hide.
And
then you wrote all that stuff about me and how you felt.
I thought you liked it.
Of course I liked it.
Well, then what's the problem?
There isn't a problem. It's not a problem. It's just... Look... There's something about me that you need to know, okay? Something I haven't told you, haven't told anyone.
What?
I don't know how to say it.
So you say what? Is it something you've done?
No, it isn't anything I've done.
It's all right, you can tell me.
I know, Alice, please.
You can tell me.
I think I'm a man. I think I want to... I think I'm meant to be a man.
What?
Where are you going tonight?
What?
Where are you going tonight? For Altersavant.
Sorry, what?
New Year. Where are you going?
Oh, nowhere, probably.
What are you doing then?
I don't know. Nothing.
Nothing?
Yes.
But it's New Year.
And?
You can't do nothing on New Year.
Well, I do.
I don't know anyone who does nothing on New Year.
No?
No. Back home in Groningen, my friends, we would always go out into the fields by my house, because it is so dark, you can see all the stars, And we'd walk out on the canals, because they'd freeze over. And we'd just play music and drink, set off fireworks. Oh, there's so much fun.
Right, yeah, well, I don't really like fireworks.
You don't like fireworks?
No.
But everyone likes fireworks.
No, everyone in Holland likes fireworks. The rest of us know they're dangerous.
But how do you celebrate New Year without fireworks?
Safely. Leilani, sorry, but haven't you got any work to do?
No. Wouter took the day off. It's New Year. I'm pretty bored.
Right, well, I do, so...
You know, he tried to kiss me.
What?
Wouter. He tried to kiss me.
He tried to kiss you?
Yeah, at the Santa Claus party.
He... Look, you know that's not okay, right? I mean, how old are you? 22, 23?
21.
21, right. And he's your boss. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but it's okay. I didn't kiss him back.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's not really the point.
He was like, come on, just once. And I was like, no way. And if you try it again, I'm going to tell my dad.
What? Does he know your dad?
Yeah, they're like best friends. That's why I got the job here. My parents were like, you finished university, you need to come and work with us. And I was like, no way, I'm gonna go live in the city. And they were like, no, we don't want you to do that. And so I was like, I don't care, fuck you. And then I came here on my own and called Wouter, and he made me his assistant and let me come and live with him.
Right, wait, hang on, you live with Wouter?
Yeah, and his wife and kids. That's pretty awkward. But he doesn't charge me rent, because I think he's in love with me or something. But I'm not interested, because he's really old. And I am gay.
Oh, right. Look, Leilani, would you mind? It's just I've got these contracts to work on, so... So would you mind being quiet?
Ooh, okay. Transgender.
What?
On your computer. It says transgender. I can see the reflection in the window.
It's been open the whole time.
What contracts are you working on?
No, that's not... That's just a pop-up.
For what website?
For my work. Oh, Wikipedia. It's nothing.
It's still open.
Stop looking at my screen. It's just something I'm reading about, okay? Not for me. Not that it would be a problem if it was. It just isn't. I've got a friend and they're thinking about... I just wanted to read up on it.
What have you found out?
Nothing. You keep talking to me.
You know, if you wanted me to go, you could have just said.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to be polite.
Okay, well, next time you could just be honest instead. Would you like to go out with me tonight?
What?
Would you like to go out with me tonight? In Rotterdam. For New Year.
Would I like to go out with you tonight?
That is what I asked.
Right, thanks, but I'm already...
Doing nothing? That's what you said.
Well, when I said that...
You can say no.
No, it's
you do not have to be polite.
I'm not being polite. I am doing nothing. I'm just doing nothing not on my own. I'm staying in with a friend. My, girlfriend. I have a girlfriend.
Ah.
I mean, it sounds great, but... I've just got a lot on my mind. I need to...
Finish reading about transgender people.
Yeah.
Well, if you change your mind...
Thanks. But I'll probably just... I really don't like fireworks.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. There was traffic. I didn't know how long it would take to get here, then there was nowhere to lock my bike at. Sorry, right?
It's okay.
No, it's like 25 to 2.
I said it's okay. I expected it.
And what's that supposed to mean?
What?
What do you mean you expected it? What, am I habitually late?
No, I didn't mean... No, I meant it's New Year's Eve. The buses are all... Look, I didn't know you were going to cycle. It wasn't a dig, okay?
Right. Well, take it you didn't order anything for me too.
This is for you. They didn't have anything vegan, so I got them to make it.
Okay, stop it.
Stop what?
Just act normally.
I am acting normally.
No, if you were acting normally, you wouldn't be sitting here calmly like this. I was late, very late, annoyingly late. It's 2:55. You should be shouting at me or sulking, not buying me a specially made sandwich. What the fuck?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. You're annoyed that I'm not angry?
Yes, actually, yes.
Fine, all right, I'll be angry. I am very angry. Is that all right?
Better. I'm not ill, okay? You don't have to treat me like I'm dying or something.
I'm sorry. Look, do you want to talk about
no,
it?
No, we don't have to.
It's fine, I want to. I mean, as long as you do. I did some reading this morning on the internet.
Seriously, Alice, we don't
have I googled it.
You googled it?
Yes, I googled it and...
Oh my god, are those notes?
Yeah, I just wrote a few things down.
You googled it and you took notes. Are you planning on writing an essay?
No, I just wanted to properly understand. Look, I don't own any books on the subject, okay? I just wanted to understand what might happen next.
And you thought Wikipedia would tell you?
Well, you haven't.
I tried to tell you last night, I don't... Look, I haven't really thought about this either, you know? I mean, I know there are procedures that some people have, but some people don't have them. And I mean, even if I did transition, which is what it's called, I'd need to live as a man for at least like 2 years before I could actually... And in the meantime, I mean, it wouldn't be a huge change, would it? It wouldn't mean new clothes or much of a haircut. There'd just be hormones.
And what effects would they have?
Well, they'd make me more feminine. Sorry. Look, it wouldn't... I think there might be some side effects, but mostly it'll just be, you know, lower voice, facial hair, man stuff. And my periods would stop, so our bad moods wouldn't be in sync anymore.
I read that it would make your... grow. So it's like
oh,
a...
Oh, God, yes, no... Yes. I don't know, but it wouldn't... I mean, I think it depends person to person how much... Look, it's not like one day I'd wake up with a massive...
No, no.
I mean, people can't even use them, you know, I think.
No? Would you want to, if you could?
I don't know, that's kind of...
Well, I'm just asking, because one of the websites talked about it. It said that some trans men... That is the right word,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Good, right, yeah. So it said that some trans men feel it's important to express that they have a... even if they don't have one. And I mean, I know we've never really used toys.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
but
Alice.
No, I just wanted to say that if you did want to use a strap-on...
Oh, my God, Alice, I don't know if I want to use a strap-on. It's not at the forefront of my mind.
Well, I was just asking. I am sorry. This is a lot to take in, and I don't want to feel bad in a few months' time because we didn't talk about something right now. So, in terms of a name, I mean, you wouldn't keep...
Adrian.
Adrian?
Yeah, it's the name my parents would have given me if it was my granddad's.
Right, yes. That makes sense.
You don't like it?
No, I'm just not used to it. Adrian, Adrian. Adrian. Aid.
Just Adrian.
Right.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just... When were you planning on telling me?
What do you mean?
I mean, when were you planning on telling me about this?
Last night.
No, that's when you did tell me. When were you planning on it?
Well, I wasn't really planning on anything.
You picked out a name.
I wanted to tell you, I just... didn't know how you'd react.
What, you think I'd just pack my bags and go?
No, of course not. I was scared. I wanted to say something. So many times, I just... Look, it's not like it was a light bulb moment, you know? Like, suddenly I realised... I mean, I always thought I was gay. I mean, I was a tomboy, I liked girls, I thought, yeah, gay, that makes sense. But then, bit by bit, as I got older, it didn't anymore. But I mean, how do you tell someone that? I didn't know how to put it into words. I still don't. It's just this feeling, like Every time I open my mouth, it's not my voice. Or when I look in the mirror, it's just not quite me. And when I think about men, I just... It's not that I'm trying to change. I don't want to become a man. I think... I know. I already am one.
And you're sure? I mean, absolutely sure?
Yes.
But how can you know for certain?
I dream as one. In my dreams, I'm a man. Every time.
Since when?
Since always. But, you know, this doesn't change anything between us. You do know that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. I just... What does that make me?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're a man, am I straight?
Of course not. I mean, I don't know, you're you.
Yeah, I know that. It's just for the last 10 years, I've kind of been trying to work out who that is.
Well, so, it hasn't changed.
No, but you have. I mean, who you are. I mean, who I thought... Look, 24 hours ago, I thought I was gay. I am gay, so I'm just trying to work out what this means for me.
It doesn't have to mean anything.
But I'm not attracted to men. I mean, other men.
When we first met, you said you weren't attracted to women.
Yeah, I was in the closet. I was in denial. I've spent the last 7 years trying not to be in denial. And I mean, look, I don't want to make this all about me, but what do I tell my parents now?
What you already wrote.
What I already wrote?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Perfect? Fee, it said I was gay and in love with a woman. At the very least, I'm going to have to add a PS. You're talking about becoming a man.
No, not becoming a man. And I'm not telling you this so you can use it as an excuse to stay in the closet.
I am not using it as an excuse. I am just finding this quite hard to work
out.
You
think I'm not?
I'm... not saying you're not, but you have had more than 14 hours to take it in. Are you sure this is what you want? I mean, really sure. You want to become a man?
No, Alice. I just want to stop trying to be a woman.
I come up here every day, and every day I look out at the river, at the ships unloading, and I just think, you're not supposed to stay here. You're not supposed to stay in Rotterdam. It's a port. Everything's moving on.
But you can't just leave.
Well, no, I need to work out my notice, and I've got 2 months left in the flat, but after that...
What about that girl you were seeing?
Yeah, it wasn't going anywhere.
But where are you even going to go?
I don't know. Travelling, I think. You know, we were only supposed to be here for a year.
What about me, Josh?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to miss you, you dick. You're my best friend. Who am I going to talk to when you're gone?
Well, you're not going to be here much longer either, are you? I mean, that's what you said. You said you were going to go straight back to your flat and send that email to your parents. So, I can only assume that the reason we're up here on the roof, the reason you summoned me from the IT department, is because you want to tell me that you actually did do that. And that, lo and behold, they were absolutely cool with the fact that you're a massive leser.
Yeah, no, I didn't send it.
No?
No. Look, I don't want to talk about it, actually. It's a slow day. I just wanted some company. Josh, look, this isn't about anything in particular, OK, but can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Your hypotheticals are my speciality.
Okay, say you were the sort of guy who goes out with women.
Yeah, I am the sort of guy who goes out with women.
No, I know that, but say you met a guy and you realised that you liked guys too. In fact, you realised that you liked guys exclusively. Say you realised that you were gay and you built yourself a life and an identity for yourself, but then... do you think you could ever go back?
Alice... have you met someone?
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you, hypothetically.
Yeah, I've seen through your hypothetical ploy.
It wasn't a ploy. I haven't met anyone, obviously.
Well, so why are you worrying about becoming a has-been?
I'm not worried about becoming a has-been. I'm not attracted to guys. I'm gay. I am 100% sure of that. But that's the thing. I mean, can we ever be completely sure?
Like, if you see a girl in the street who you think's hot, but then you realise she's a man...
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot.
Well, that doesn't matter. What I mean is, how can we ever know who we're really attracted to?
Well, that's easy. It's whoever you think about when you masturbate.
I'm trying to be serious.
What? That's the only time you're properly honest with yourself. It's only when you're cracking one out thinking about a dominatrix granny that you know for sure.
Right, yeah, but on a, you know, a deeper level, when you're with someone, you love the person, right? It's not just what they are.
Sure.
And I know this is a weird question, but if Fee were a man, do you think we would have still got together?
But she's not.
No, but if she were?
Well, then you wouldn't be with her. Alice, I've got to get back to work. But tell your parents. I know you're scared, but you're not going to change. It's time to leave. Because if you could be with a man, you know you wouldn't have ever been with Fee in the first place, would you? You'd still be with me. That's it. That's all I'm getting. Those are your parting lines. No, good luck. No, I'll miss you.
What? It's not like we see each other that much anyway.
No, but more than if we were living in different countries.
Okay, well, what do you want me to say then?
I don't know, Fee. Something nice.
Like what?
I don't know. Just something better than... Well, make sure you gave back all the stuff you borrowed.
You've borrowed a lot of my stuff.
I've got a few books.
A lot of books. And DVDs. And a microwave.
That was Alice's. She gave me that.
No, it was ours and we didn't have room for it. It wasn't a gift. We were lending it.
She gave it to me on my birthday.
No, we lent it to you on your birthday, okay? Now, I've heard your news. Thank you very much for letting me know. But if you don't mind, I need to get all the stuff for New Year before the shop shuts, so I don't have time to hang around in a park nitpicking.
Fine. Fine. I don't need to be here. I only called you because... You know what? Forget it. I told Alice you wouldn't care.
You already told her?
Yes, actually. This afternoon, at work. I mean, I would have talked to you first, but I didn't know it was going to be such a joyful experience.
Was she all right?
What, about me leaving? No, actually. Floods of tears... begging me to stay. What can I say? I have that effect on people.
No, I mean, in general. Was she all right, in general?
Not really. I mean, she's still freaking out, obviously.
Freaking out about what?
What do you think? You know you're not being fair on her. You've got to give her space. This is a big thing.
She told you?
She didn't have to.
She didn't have to?
Of course not. I know you, Fee. I know what you're like. You can't force her to come out.
What?
If she's not ready to send that email, you can't make her.
Right.
It's not as easy for her as it was for you. She needs time. Do you understand?
No, actually, can you say it again, but just be a bit more patronising?
I'm not trying to be patronising. I'm trying to give you advice.
Which I didn't ask for.
Yeah, but which you do need. Because if you keep on pushing her, you will push her away.
Oh, what? And now suddenly you're the expert in keeping her?
I don't even know why I try with you anymore. Seriously, I mean... You do know you won, don't you? You got the girl. You beat me. You could just be a bit more grateful.
Grateful?
Yes, grateful. When you two got together, I supported you. A lot of people would have just freaked out and left. I dealt with it.
What? Do you want a medal? You didn't force a gay girl to carry on going out with you. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You didn't, I know, take revenge on me. Is that your big boast?
I just
Josh,
meant...
someone broke up with you and started going out with someone else 7 years ago. Get over it.
But it wasn't just someone else, was it? You're not just anyone. Call Mum and Dad today.
Why?
I don't know. Say hello. Wish them a happy new year. Do you need a reason?
I'll do it at midnight.
Midnight there,
I'll time. Call them.
Good.
Josh, you know I didn't plan it with Alice. I never...
I know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. You know you never have to feel bad about that. If it wasn't you, it would have been someone else. He's gay. Kind of a spanner in the works for any heterosexual relationship. I mean, yeah, if I'd known what was going to happen, I probably wouldn't have invited you to come stay, but... Come on, just tell me you'll miss me and I'll leave you alone.
Are you sure you'll miss me?
Of course I will. I mean, I fucking hate you sometimes, but you're still my little sister. What? What's wrong?
Josh, there's something I need to tell you.
Alice, it's just a phone call. It's not a big thing.
But it's New Year's Eve. You can't tell them on New Year's Eve.
Why not? They won't be doing anything. It's the same every year. Gran comes round and they watch Jules Holland.
But why do you have to do it right now? You know you don't have to come out to everyone in your life on the same day. You don't get points for efficiency. I mean, what are you even going to say? Oh, hi, Mum and Dad. I'm a man. Happy New Year.
Why not? That's pretty much how I told them I was gay. I have done this before, you know.
No, this is different. You know this is different. You don't know how they're going to react. I mean, do you really think you should be doing this over the phone?
Alice, you were going to come out via email.
Right, guys, I did some more reading on my phone while in the toilet, and I think I found some options to look into.
Josh, can this just wait?
No, hear me out. There's a clinic in The Hague that says you can email to arrange a consultation, and if you do it now, you could see someone as soon as Monday.
I've got work on Monday.
All right, some other day. Or there's a place in Delft that has a drop-in clinic, and they're open some evenings.
Great, that's great, just bookmark it.
Already done. And there's this forum on this website that has a list of all the online support groups you can join. Transaction, transmission. There's even one for Catholics called Transubstantiation. Not really, but it made me laugh when I thought about
it. Josh, seriously, I can do this myself.
I know. I'll email them to you, yeah?
Look, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that this afternoon you told me you wanted to take it one step at a time. Now you've told your brother, you're talking clinics, you've been shopping.
Shopping wasn't my idea.
Yeah, that was me, actually. I found this community centre in town.
Josh.
Yeah, right, I know, but what I mean is that you've bought clothes, new deodorant, that thing that flattens your chest.
It's a binder. It's called a binder.
Josh, a binder, right, yeah, sure.
Alice, it's just a vest.
I know it is. It's just, it's not something you'd even considered last night, and now you've bought one and ordered three more online.
They were on offer.
Three for two.
Josh!
It doesn't matter how many you've got. I just think there's a lot of doing going on at the moment, and you're not taking any time to think things through.
Alice, I've had my whole life to think things through. Okay. Look, if it makes you happy, I'll write something down. I'll get a pad, we can discuss it, then I'll call them. Is that all right?
Well, I still... Yes, fine, yes, whatever.
Great.
So, big day, big surprise. Not shocking, really. Kind of adds up, you know. Like the end of the Sixth Sense in a weird way. Not to me, anyway.
Josh, about what I said earlier, just forget about it.
Already done.
Yeah, okay.
But Alice, if you do feel that...
No, just forget it, okay? She doesn't need to know.
He doesn't need to know.
Right, so, to begin with, hi, Mum and Dad, I'm a man. Happy New Year.
It's to the point.
Great, sorted.
Right, yeah, or maybe something more...
Do you want to write this yourself?
Hey, why don't you say something about that time when we were kids and we all went camping in the Lake District and you borrowed a bunch of my clothes so you could be Han Solo in the costume competition and then you didn't want to change out of them for, like, the rest of the week?
What has that got to do with anything?
I don't know. Was that not something to do with it?
Why don't you tell them something about the fact that you're still the same person, that it doesn't change the way you feel about them, that it won't change your relationship?
Alice, I think they'll know that.
Well, no, actually, you don't know what they'll think, Fee.
What, and you do?
No, but I'm just trying not to make any assumptions.
What assumptions do you think I'm making?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. Just ignore me, right? Whatever you want.
No, Alice, what do you think they're going to say?
Well, I don't know, Fee. They might be upset. This might upset them. I mean... Shocked. I didn't mean...
I know what you meant.
I didn't mean anything.
Do you want to know what I think?
Josh, please.
No, look, this is big and complicated. It's okay to feel apprehensive.
Josh, we don't need you to explain it to us.
I'm not trying to explain it. I'm just trying to give you some advice.
I don't need you to give me advice. I don't need either of you to tell me what to do.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I just want you to slow down.
Why? What difference is it going to make? However they're going to react is how they're going to react. It doesn't matter how I phrase it. If they're going to get upset, there's nothing I can do about it, so I might as well do it now. Jesus. Is it?
Yeah. Do you want to...
Fee. Fuck it. Hello? Yeah. Hi, Dad. Yeah, it's me.
Fee.
Alice, let him.
Yeah, happy almost New Year. Can you... Is Mum there? Can you put her on? No, not speakerphone. I don't... Okay, speakerphone. Hi, Mum. Happy almost New Year to you too. Oh, no, no, I don't need to... Hi, Gran. It's Fiona. Fiona. Don't worry, it's fine, just... Can you put Mum back on, yeah? Mum. Judy, your daughter, can you put...
Do you really
Alice,
want...
please. Hey, Mum, can you just... Yeah, he's here. I just... Are you both... Look, can you just sit down, okay? I've got something to... No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not okay. There's something... No, I'm fine. I'm trying to tell you. I'm just... Do you remember that time we went camping in the Lake District? Mum, I think I'm transgender. Yeah, like, I think I'm a man, but born in a woman's body. Yeah, they're both here, I've told them. Thank you. I love you too. Yeah, I know that. No, I don't need any money, I'm all right. I don't know. I don't really know what happens next. No, I haven't told anyone else. You're all the first. Adrian. Yeah, after Grandad.
Alice.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I've just got to get out of here. I've got to go.
Alice, please.
No, Josh, I've got to go. Look, it's all a bit... Can I call you back in a bit? I'm sorry for dropping this on you on New Year. It's all just... I know. I love you too. Goodbye. Turns out that was a piece of piss.
Alice just, I think she just needed some fresh air. I'm sure you don't have to worry. I mean, it's 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Where's she going to go?
Here. Oh, no, I was going to get these.
It's okay. It's on me. With the bowl?
Are they vegetarian?
Are you?
Well, yeah. I mean, except for fish and chicken and meat. My girlfriend's pretty passionate. She does most of the cooking, so...
Oh. Well, if you want them, eat smakalik.
That means enjoy.
Are you allowed to smoke that in here?
Yeah. Look around. Would you like?
Oh, no. I'm fine, thank you. I mean, I've never really... I had a hash brownie once at a party, but it was an accident, so I spat it out. I mean, I know it's supposed to be relaxing, but I obviously don't need any help with that. Actually, could I just give it a try?
Okay. No. Here, again, but this time, breathe. Don't suck.
Right. Thanks. I'm not feeling anything.
It takes time.
Right. So.
So. Why are you here?
What?
Why are you here?
Oh, right. Well, like I said, my girlfriend got held up. I can't stay.
No, just... I know that. I meant, why are you here in Holland?
Oh, right. Nothing exciting. I applied for the job here and I got it.
But you came with your girlfriend?
I came on my own. Well, actually, with a boy. A boyfriend.
You had a boyfriend?
Yeah, it was complicated. Well, no, it wasn't. No, actually it was, but you know, we all have that awkward stage where we go out with men, don't we?
Well, I came out when I was 10.
Right. Well, I didn't. Anyway, that's me. Why are you here? Why Rotterdam?
Oh, because it's the best city in the world!
Right.
You don't think so?
Not in so many words.
Then why are you still here?
Well, I don't really feel like this is doing anything for me at all, actually. Are you feeling it? I'm not out to my parents or anyone. Anyone who's not here.
Why not?
Because I'm just not. They're not bad people. I had this cousin who came out years ago, and I just remember all my mum could say when she heard was, oh, his poor parents. Like he died or something. And look, I just don't really like it here, okay? A lot of people don't like where they live. And I'm sure it's exciting when you're 22, 23.
21.
Right, yes. But when you've been here 7 years, I've kind of done it all now, you know?
Except you have never smoked weed.
And?
And you don't celebrate New Year.
What's that got to do with anything?
And you don't know what bitter bombs are, even though, I mean, they are served in every pub.
Well, they're not vegetarians, so...
And you don't know enough people to have someone to meet up with for a drink on New Year.
That's not true.
Then why are you with me? Alice, do you want to know what I think?
I don't know. No, probably not.
I think you should take a shit or get out of the bathroom.
What?
I think you should take a shit or get out of the bathroom. So you have not come out to your parents? Who cares? Your parents are not here, but you are. So have fun! Enjoy yourself! Enjoy living here! You cannot say you do not like it. You have never even tried it. You have been here 7 years, and you do not even speak Dutch.
And? What has that got to do with anything? No, no, really, I am serious. Have you ever actually tried to learn Dutch in Holland? You can't! Everyone speaks English! You go into a shop and say, Herdermorgen, and they look at you and say, oh, Engels, allow me. You're too busy trying to prove you can speak our language to let us even have a chance of learning yours. And yeah, I don't celebrate New Year, and I haven't smoked a joint before, which, by the way, isn't working. You know what else? I don't like cheese. I don't wear clogs. I don't own any daffodils. I have never been in a windmill. I don't even know how to ride a bike. And you know why? Because I don't want to. I don't want to be here. I never did. Not all of us knew we were gay at the age of 10, okay? Some of us were more confused than that. Some of us were confused for a very long time. Some of us are still confused because every time we think we've got a handle on something, the one person we think we can count on comes in and tells us that everything we thought was true in our lives isn't. And I don't see how speaking Dutch would make any fucking difference there.
Are you sure it's not working?
Yes. Oh, God, I'm such a mess.
No, you are. Oh, I don't know how you say it. You are prettig gestoord. It means pleasantly disturbed. It does not translate well.
No, I think it's pretty spot on.
Come with me.
What?
We're going to do something. Come on.
I'm not going out there.
Oh, come on.
No, do you know how dangerous that is?
Not at all.
People drown in canals all the time.
It's been frozen for days. It's not going to crack.
No. Oh, fine. But if anything happens...
Nothing's going to happen. See? It's okay. Here you are.
Right. Great. Can we go back now?
No. It's New Year. I am not letting you go home until we have set off a virus.
What? No. What if it cracks the ice?
It's not going to crack the ice. Here, look. See?
I still don't...
Alice! Do you know what we call tonight?
New Year's Eve?
No. Oudjaarsavond. Old Year. It's not the new one until tomorrow. So try it. And if you don't like it, you can leave it behind with everything else.
Fine. Okay. Fine. Give me this.
As soon as you see sparks, throw it.
Okay.
No!
Oh my god!
See?
Oh my god.
Did you like it?
No.
Can I do it again?
Oh, of course.
Well, give me a drag on that, will you?
How? Oh, so you do like it, don't you?
Well, it's growing on me.
Come out with me tonight.
What?
Come out with me tonight in Rotterdam.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'd like to, really.
You're not just being polite?
No, I'm not just being polite.
That's fine. There will be other times.
I don't know about that.
Why? Are you going to tell your parents and go home?
I think I have to.
No, you could tell them and stay. Gelukkig nieuwjaar, Alice. That means Happy New Year. And, tot ziens. That means I'll be seeing you. Alice?
Are you okay? I was getting worried.
Yeah, fine. I was just walking. How long till midnight?
A few minutes. Josh left, he had friends waiting. And I had a lot to think about, so...
Yeah, me too. So, is that... What was it called? A
binder.
It? Right. Have you dried it?
No. No, I haven't.
Are you going
Not
to...
Not if you don't want me to.
No, you can. I mean, it's fine. I mean, as long as it doesn't set off your eczema. You can try it.
Okay. Would you...
Yeah.
I think I just...
Oh, yeah, like...
Yeah. There. Well, how does it look?
It works.
Alice, are you okay with this? Because, you know, if you're not...
No, I am. I'm here for you. You know that.
I know.
I love you, Fee.
I know. It wouldn't be Fee anymore. My name. I mean, the name I want to be called Adrian now. Is that okay?
Okay. I mean, yes, it's, Adrian. Adrian.
Alice, open the door. Fine. Be that way. Do whatever you want. You know, I wasn't actually saying you had to do anything. I just think it'd be nice if sometimes you took my side. I mean, it's not like I enjoy it when something like that happens. But it does happen. It happens a lot. It's been 4 months now. 4 months. And so when it does happen, I'm not just going to let them get away with it, all right? I'm going to say something. And if you have a problem with that, which you shouldn't, but if you do, don't just storm off, which was great, by the way, very supportive. If you have a problem, talk to me. If you think I acted like a dick, tell me I acted like a dick. We can have a conversation. We can have a fucking conversation like two grown-up adults.
Are you quite finished?
What are you wearing?
I'm going out.
Dressed like that?
It's what everyone's dressed like.
You look like you've been tangoed.
It's King's Night. You're supposed to wear orange.
No, Dutch people are. Dutch people who like the Dutch king.
I like the Dutch king.
No, you don't. You don't even like our royal family. You hated the crown.
No, you hated the crown. I don't like John Lithgow. Now, can I go, please?
No, I want to talk about what just happened.
Well, I don't have anything to say about it.
Don't you even want to talk about what the doctor said?
No. If you wanted to talk about what the doctor said, you could have talked to me about it on the way home. Instead, you decided to make what just happened happen. And now I've got to go. I'm late.
It's only 5:30.
Yeah, and the party started at 2:00. I've already lost 3.5 hours visiting a doctor and getting into a fight.
It wasn't a fight.
Fine, it wasn't a fight. I don't care. I've just told you, Fee. I don't want to talk about it. Sorry, it just slipped out.
Whatever, it's fine.
No, no, it's not. Adrian, I'm sorry. Okay, 5 minutes. You've got 5 minutes we can talk about
it. Thought we had to go.
5 minutes. And what do you want to say?
I don't want to say anything.
Well, it's going to be a long 5 minutes because I don't either.
Just say it.
Say what?
You know what.
No, the only person who thinks I have something to say is you, so unless you tell me what it is, I'm not going to say it.
Say I overreacted?
No.
But that's what you think.
No. If I thought you overreacted, I'd say you overreacted. I don't think you overreacted, so I'm not going to say it.
I know when you're angry with me.
Why would I be angry with you?
Because you think I overreacted.
I've just told you I don't think you overreacted. And even if I did, you obviously don't, so what does it matter if I do?
So you do.
I didn't say that.
But you do, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. You did. You tried to start a fight with a man dressed as a giant orange lion. Does that sound like a particularly measured response?
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Ignore him. He was dressed as a lion. It looked like you were picking a fight with Mufasa.
What, so I should just let him get away with what he said?
What? Damasgan, what? It was a mistake. He didn't realise.
It wasn't a mistake, but even if it was, it's still sexist.
It's not sexist. It's polite.
It's demeaning.
Saying ladies first is not demeaning. And what did he say when you corrected him? Het spit mij, ik dacht dat je een vrouw was. It was a mistake. He apologised.
He'd been looking right at me. He knew what he was doing.
He had a lion head on. He was looking at you through the mouth.
It was a big mouth. He could see me.
Fine, he could see you. That still doesn't mean you have to yell at him in front of a whole crowd of people. I mean, look, I know the hormones make you angry,
oh,
but
don't blame the hormones. That's like me blaming your period. I'm not angry because of the hormones. I'm angry because he was looking right at me and he still called me a woman.
And until very recently, you were.
I wasn't a woman, I was a man.
I know,
I didn't mean... used to be a woman. You wouldn't say someone used to be straight.
I meant before you transitioned. I meant physically, I meant... No, no, you know what? You know I didn't mean it like
you
that.
You don't understand.
No, no, I don't understand. I mean, I go to the doctors with you because I enjoy hearing about mastectomies and scrotoplasties, but I know that whatever I say is worthless because I do not understand. That is why I don't say anything when you boycott the cinema because a guy at the popcorn stand points you towards the women's toilets rather than the men's. Or when you do what you did just now because, yeah, I do think you overreacted, but what do I know? If you want to pick a fight with a lion... So what? And why not call him a Kunk Elijah in front of a group of small children while you're at it? Which is the equivalent of saying cunt. Because if that's what you feel you have to do, then that is absolutely fine with me. The only thing I will say is that the next time you do feel like doing something like that, just give me a little bit of warning beforehand so that I can get off the tram first. God, I mean... Yeah. You just have to be more patient with people.
Oh, thanks. That's really what I need. One more person telling me to be patient. Just be patient, Adrian. The hormones will work in time, Adrian. The acne will clear up and your voice will even out and you'll be ready for surgery. But not just yet, Adrian. So just be patient. Give it a bit more time.
You do need to give it time.
I'm giving it time. Why do you never take my side? Why do you never support me?
Never support you? I'm still here, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. We both are. We're both still here. We said we'd be gone by February. Now it's nearly May. When are we going home, Alice?
Oh, my God. Are you just trying to have all your favourite arguments at once?
That's not an answer.
I can't just leave like that. I have a job. I have work.
Fuck work.
I can't fuck work. We haven't got the money. I've got an overdraft. We've got your medication.
It's covered by insurance.
Which I pay for.
And you wouldn't have to if we had the NHS.
Fee!
Adrian!
It was a slip of the tongue.
Which you always make.
Accidentally. It was an accident. It's like calling your teacher mum.
Well, maybe it wouldn't happen at all if you used my real name.
I do use your real name.
When? You can barely say it. You hate it. You wince whenever I make you.
That's not true.
And you don't let me touch you anymore.
What?
We haven't had sex in months.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's because of what happened last time, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about last time.
I didn't force you to do that. You said you'd give it a try.
I did give it a try, but there's giving it a try and giving it a try.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I don't want to...
suck on the end of a dildo like it's your penis, okay? I don't want to touch it. I don't want it inside me. And I don't have to justify that. I just don't want to do it.
What are you going to do when there's a real one there?
I don't know. I mean, I thought you didn't want one.
I don't know if I want one. Every time I try and talk about it, you change the subject. But even if I did, what would be the problem? I'm a man. Why can't I have a penis?
Okay, guys. Why don't we just all calm down, yeah?
What are you doing here?
I was just in my room, because I live here too now. Don't worry, I had headphones on. Definitely didn't hear anything that will mentally scar me for life. I'm just going to head to the pub. You're welcome to join if you want to time out.
Kind of in the middle of something.
Actually, I think we're finished.
Fine. Fine. Pub it is. See you tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's probably good I stepped in when I did. It was getting quite heated. So, on your way out?
Yeah, there's some people from work.
Is one of them that Dutch girl?
What?
At work, there's a girl. I've seen you with her a few times. Is she one of the people?
Well... Yeah, she's one of them.
Right. Well, have fun.
I'm not asking people not to be confused. I'm just asking them to look at me and think for a second. I'm obviously trying to present as a man, whether it works or not. That's obviously what I'm trying to do.
No.
So if they can see that, I don't understand why they still choose to treat me like a woman.
Because they're idiots. Ignore them.
But I can't. I can't just ignore them. It's everyone. It's everyone. All the time. One person doing it the most.
I know. But it'll get better. It will. Now, come on. Drink up. That'll put hairs on your chest.
Are you going to say that every time you buy me a drink?
Only till I stop finding it funny. Oh, look, Aid. Even if there are dickheads in the world, there's also people who are here for you. Me, Mum and Dad, I mean, they love that you're trans. It's giving them a whole new set of marches to go on. Alice, she just needs time. I know it's hard, but think about tonight. A few years ago, King's Night didn't exist. It was Queen's Night for like 100 years, and then the Queen stood down and her son took over. Suddenly, it's King's Night. And yeah, I'm sure at first people were confused. Maybe they found it hard to adjust. One or two probably called it Queen's Night by accident, you know, force of habit. But then they got used to it being King's Night. And they saw that underneath, nothing had really changed. And now they can barely remember when it wasn't.
I'm not a national holiday.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, well, not a very good one.
I'm just trying to help.
Well, thanks very much, but weren't you supposed to be going travelling or something?
Yeah, and I've already worked out my notice, so as soon as you don't need me here anymore, I'm gone.
Josh, I do know it was Alice who asked you to stay.
Yeah, well, you're the reason I did. All I'm saying is maybe you do need to, I don't know, learn to get better at letting things go, yeah?
Letting things go?
Yeah, you know, just like when something happens. Look, I know I'm, what do you call it when your body and gender match up?
Cis.
Yeah, I'm cis. Bro. And look, I don't think this counts as mansplaining, because you're a guy too, and I am very much checking my privilege as I say this, but when someone says something like ladies first, is it really worth getting that upset over?
Josh, how long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
What?
I'll tell you. 15 minutes? 15 minutes to shower, throw on some clothes, maybe brush your teeth if you remember.
I always brush my teeth.
Do you know how long it takes me? An hour and a half. An hour and a half to stand in front of the mirror and make sure my hair is shaped just right, that my trousers don't show off my bum, that I'm wearing a shirt loose enough to hide my breasts, that whatever I'm putting down the front of my pants makes a suitably authentic-looking bulge.
And that's not to mention the time I spend thinking about my voice, or posture, or practicing sitting with my legs apart, or lifting weights and doing press-ups, because I'm trying to build up my upper body. And do you know why I do all this? So that maybe I'll be able to make it through even 10 minutes of that day without people staring, or laughing, or saying, ladies first. I don't want to change the world. I just want people to see me the way I want to be seen. The way I am.
Well, I see you that way.
Sure you do.
What? I do.
Josh, I love you, but don't think I don't know. At the back of your mind, I'm still your little sister. It's all right. You're trying. It's more than most.
So, this is where you live.
Blimey,
I imagined it bigger.
What are you doing here?
No, Alice, what are you doing here? Godverdomme, what is this shit?
I explained.
No, you sent me an SMS, a text, when you're already half an hour late, and you did not even tell me the truth.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, so where is she then? This girlfriend you're spending the night with?
She's just out, but she's coming back. Look, I wanted to come, but we had an argument.
And? It's Koningsnacht, Alice. It's the biggest night of the year. You said you wanted to spend it with me.
I know, and I did. I do, but it's complicated.
That is what you always say.
Yes, because it's always true.
Okay, then what was it about? This argument? I thought so. Whatever.
No, wait. It was about me. It's what it's always about. That we're still here, that she wants to leave, and that...
And that you don't. You do not want to go. But it's still not okay. Nice outfit, though.
Very Dutch.
You said wear orange.
I did.
Is it too much?
Yes. But you still look good.
I didn't know you lived with a boy.
What?
The shoes. Your girlfriend has big feet.
Oh, no, they're not hers. They're Josh's, a friend. He's staying at the moment.
You know, I was actually really pissed off with you tonight.
Yeah, I gathered.
This is my first Koningsnacht in the city. There are bands playing. They have a carnival.
I know. I wanted to come.
Then who's stopping you? Alice, do you know why people dress up tonight? Do you know why they wave flags and wear orange and shout Hoop Holland?
No, but I assume you're going to tell me.
Because they are proud. I do not understand why you are not allowed to do the things you want to do. If you want to stay in Holland, stay. If you want to come out to your parents, just do it. And if you want to come with me tonight, I am right here. It's Koningsnacht. Tonight is about feeling proud of who you are. Don't you want to be part of that?
Of course I do. I just... I can't. I'm sorry, Lani. I wanted to come, honestly. I really did. And I'm not just being polite.
That's okay. I could almost stay here instead.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why?
Well, it's just my girlfriend, she's...
She does know about me, doesn't she?
What? Yes, of course she does.
What have you told her?
I don't know, that I'm friends with some of the girls at work.
Oh, then I am just one of the girls.
Well, no, but...
Even though we spend quite a lot of time together, we go for drinks most nights, we are friends. Good friends, yes?
Yeah.
Then why haven't you told her?
I don't know.
Are you sure? Oh my God, I don't know why you can't just say it.
Say what?
What we are doing here. What this is. Alice, I could have spent Koningsnacht with anybody. I chose you. Why do you think that is?
I...
Are you in?
Oh, hello.
Sorry, this is,
Lalani?
Yes, she's... I mean, we work together, and... Lalani, this is, this is...
Josh. No? You are staying? Alice said.
Oh. Right. No.
Alice is leaving. You know where I'll be if you want me. Totins, Alice?
Goodbye, Josh.
She was, she just, came round to... Are you okay?
I passed.
What?
I passed. She saw me as a man. She just accepted it. She looked at me and... That was it. That was the moment I've been waiting for forever. She looked at me and she didn't even question it. Alice, I passed.
Yeah, right, I'm sorry.
No, no, you don't... I'm sorry. Alice, I'm so sorry. I know I've been a prick to you. I've been trying to move fast, but it's just because I've dreamt of that moment. And you've been there for me. You've been there for me the whole time, and... I never said thank you. I never told you how much you mean. And Alice, I want to marry you.
What?
I want to marry you. I mean, shit. I meant to wait until we got home, but Jesus, let's just go. We'll go tomorrow and then we can spend the rest of our lives together. Alice, I want to marry you. Well?
I can't do this anymore.
What?
I'm sorry. I didn't know you would. I just... I can't do this anymore.
Do what?
Us.
Are you breaking up with me?
I'm sorry.
You're breaking up with me?
I'm sorry.
But why? Is this because of that stupid fight? Because we always fight. We don't break up over a fight. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Stop saying that! If you're sorry, don't do it! I shouldn't have proposed. That was stupid. Forget I said it, okay? Because I just wanted to apologise. That was all I was trying to do. Because you were right about before. Oh, I shouldn't have got so angry. It was the hormones. I overreacted. I mean, he was dressed as a lion. I just... Are you not even going to tell me why?
I'm gay.
I've been going too fast. Things have been going too fast. I know they have. Okay, just give it time and you can get used to it. You will get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it. You don't look like her anymore. You don't sound like her. Everything that's her is going or gone, and I don't want to get used to that. I'm gay.
No, you're not.
What?
You're not. Think about it. Listen to me. How many people have you been with in your life? Two, me and Josh. What's the one thing we've got in common? We're both men. Don't you see? That's why you've never come out to your parents. That's why you've never been able to accept who you are, because it's not who you are. You fell in love with me, you got confused, but I was a man the whole time. I was a man and you were straight. You're not gay, you never have been.
I never have been. I was 9 years old.
What?
I was 9 years old, at a birthday party, at a friend's house. She had an older sister.
What are you talking about?
I felt butterflies and I didn't even know why at first. I just looked at her, this girl. She was wearing a leotard. It was a fancy dress. She was a cat. And then suddenly, all at once, it hit me and I realised, oh, shit, I like girls. And I waited for it to go away. I tried really hard to make it go away, but it didn't. And even when I went out with boys, I could never say it, but I knew deep down that I liked girls. I like girls. I like girls, and I've always liked girls, and I still like girls, and who the fuck are you to tell me that I don't? When I've accepted everything that you've said to me, you want to be a man? Fine. You need to change your name. All right, then. You want to wear those clothes and lift these weights and have an operation to give yourself a dick? Whatever. I have accepted that because it was what you wanted, what you needed, who you are. And I tried to change. I tried so hard to change, but there are some things I can't change. There are some things I don't want to change because they are a part of who I am. And why is that less important? You want to be a man, Adrian? Fine. But I like girls. God, but how do you even know that? You were too busy celebrating the fact that you passed to even notice that there was one in our flat. How long since New Year? Nothing's happened, but I've wanted it to.
So the whole time you've just been... Because you do know the way I've kind of got through this, whenever anyone laughed at me or the hormones made me sick or angry, the way I kind of got through was just to remember that I had you. Because if you did have a problem, you know, a good time to have mentioned it would have maybe been before it. Because if you had, maybe I wouldn't have even...
Yes, you would. You would.
All right, then. Fuck off.
What?
Go on, then. If you're going to go, go. Leave me alone. Get out.
What, no.
I said get out! Alice. I love you.
I loved Fiona. I'm sorry.
Jesus, what happened here? It looks like a bomb went. Adrian? Why are you wearing the... Why are you wearing a dress?
She's gone. She's gone, Josh. Said that if I was a man, she couldn't be with me, so...
Oh, God.
I have to go back. I have to go back to how I was.
Aid.
I understand. If one of us needs to change, then...
Let's get you a drink of water, yeah?
I asked her to marry me. I asked her to marry me, and then she said... Did you know about the girl? Did you know about her?
No. I suspected. Adrian, this isn't going
to
work.
No, it has to. It has to work.
No, it won't. Look, I know what this feels like. But you can't go back to being something you never were.
It's always been so easy for you, hasn't it?
What?
Mum and Dad's favourite, did well in school, all the friends, straight, perfect.
Adrian, you're
my
drunk.
Big brother, come here to save the day.
No,
you understand, do you? You know what it feels like.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean.
You think I'm a man? You think I'm a man?
Oh, Jesus!
Hit me back!
What? I'm not gonna... Ow!
Hit me back!
Fucking hell!
Hit me back! Hit me back!
Will you just...
Don't push me! Hit me! You think I'm a man? Come on then, hit me back! Oh. Hit me! Hit me back! Please just... Why doesn't he want me? I haven't changed. I'm still me. Why doesn't she want me anymore?
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, you could have told me. Everything makes a lot more sense now.
I know, it was just all a bit, you know.
I know, but it is okay. You have told me now. Come back to bed.
I should probably...
Come back to bed.
Okay.
I just don't understand it.
What?
How How does it work with your girlfriend? Does she have a penis? I mean, what does she have down there?
Nothing. I mean, he still has a, but it's only been 4 months, so...
But will she grow one?
No. He'd need an operation, I think. But, I don't know, he might not have one. A lot of people don't.
They don't? Wow. Ugh.
You don't have any near offend, do you? You know when everything that's just happened just hits you?
No. I have more wine.
Yeah, I think I've had enough.
I just find it so weird. Why would you want to change it to a man?
No, it's not, it's more like they're born in the wrong body. Like, he feels like a man, but look, I'm probably not explaining it very well.
No, I get it. I just, but surely if you feel like you are in the wrong body, there's something maybe wrong up here. Maybe she just needs some therapy.
He.
What?
It's, you just... He's a he now.
Oh, okay. I have had a nice night.
Good.
What are you thinking?
Nothing, really.
Do you want to know what I am thinking?
Okay.
I'm thinking that I always knew I wanted to come to Rotterdam, but I never knew why. Until now...
Right, you know what, I might actually just head. Vouch will be back soon.
Oh, he won't be back for hours, come back to bed.
Yeah, I think I just need to collect my thoughts.
You can do that here.
No, I'd really rather just... Look, is it all right if I use your laptop? I just want to find the nearest hotel and... Why are you logged into my email?
It was a surprise. I was going to tell you in the morning.
Tell me what?
I really like you, Alice. I just want you to be able to be honest about who you are.
Well, I don't understand. Did you log in? How do you know my password?
You gave it to me. And your phone was broken.
It's your name. Yeah, but Lani, why are you in my email?
Well, I knew you wrote to your parents, but never sent it.
What?
So I searched in your drafts when you were in the bathroom.
No.
And they cut some stuff out.
No, you didn't.
And then I sent it.
It's a joke, right? You're joking.
No.
No, you are joking.
No, I'm not.
Sorry, you... what the fuck have you done?
No, listen, I am trying to help you.
Help me? Help me? What about this do you think is helpful?
It's what you wanted.
What I wanted? What, you think I wanted you to out me to my parents?
I didn't. You wrote the email to them. I just gave it a push.
A push? Oh, you think that was a push? This was not a push. A push would have been... Well, I don't know what a push would have been, but this was not a fucking push.
Are you okay? You're breathing funny.
I know I am. I'm hyperventilating.
Do you want a paper bag?
No, I don't want a paper bag. I want you to have not sent that fucking email.
But it's okay, don't you see? Now we can be together.
What?
Now we can be together. Alice, I love you.
What?
And you love me too. No?
What? No.
No?
No.
But I thought... That's why you're here. That's why you left your girlfriend.
What? I didn't leave her because of you. I left her because of her. Because of him. Him. He's not a her, he's a him. He's not my girlfriend. He's my boyfriend. He's a man, okay?
I don't understand.
He's a man. He's always been a man. I don't care if he hasn't got a penis. He doesn't need therapy. He's a man.
No, I mean, I don't understand. I thought this is what you wanted. I thought you wanted to stay here with me in Rotterdam.
What? I never wanted to stay in Rotterdam.
But you said you did.
No, I didn't. I never said I wanted to stay. I didn't say I didn't. I wasn't declaring my undying love. I was being polite. Gone? He can't be gone. Where would he go?
I don't know, Alice. I didn't ask. But he went about half an hour ago. Took some stuff and left.
And you're going too?
Yeah. I think I've put it off long enough.
Yeah, but can't you wait a few days? I could really use your help.
They're your parents, Alice. Not mine.
Yeah, but I can't talk to them, Josh. Not on my own. Please. I'm asking you to stay.
And I'm telling you I'm going.
Well, then let me come too.
What?
I'll come with you. I mean, I can't go home. I don't want to stay, so why not? Let's go. Travel. Find somewhere new. Somewhere different. You and me, Josh. Please?
Alice, you're a coward.
What?
It's okay. I am too. I should have told him months ago what was going to happen. I wanted to, the whole time. I wanted to say, watch out. I've been where you are, and I know how this ends. But I just couldn't bring myself to say it. It was like watching a bad remake of a film that you didn't like the first time round. Oh, it's this scene, is it?
I didn't mean for this to happen.
No, of course you didn't mean for it to happen. You never mean for it to happen. Do you remember why you first came here?
The job?
Yeah, but there were others you could have taken.
No, it was the best.
No, it was here. That's why you chose it. Because you didn't think I'd come too.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You've spent the last 7 years in Rotterdam, somewhere you didn't want to be in the first place, because you were too scared to tell me the truth. That you didn't want to be with me. And you know what the worst part is? I've spent 7 years here too. Most people would have gone when their girlfriend left them for their sister, not me. I soldiered on. And then I got to watch it happen all over again. Except this time it's worse, you know why? Because I only realised what was missing with us when I first saw you with her. Him. I didn't realise that you never really loved me until I saw you with him. The thing is, Alice, if you ask me to stay, if you ask to come with me, if you ask me anything, I'll probably say yes. I always say yes to you. So I guess what I'm saying is, please don't ask me. If that's okay.
Is Alice here?
Hey!
Alice!
Wait, you can't...
Alice!
She won't want to see you. I know who you are. I know what happened.
Oh, yeah? She told you? She told you what she did? The stomach conker wife? My boss comes home and finds me crying and asks me why. So I tell him, and then he loses his shit and starts shouting like an asshole because he's in love with me or something. And so I said, fuck you, and I left. And now I have no job and nowhere to live, and it's all because of that verdummte Kurt whore!
Look, this isn't the time to... Hey, that's not her room, that's
Alice!
Mine!
Alice! Where are you? Alice! Alice! Ah! She's not here. Where is she?
Gone. I just... She left a note. She'd gone. Are you okay?
Duh! I'm fine. I don't care about her. That stupid fucking Ingalls bitch can go the fuck to hell.
Well, you sound like you're taking it well. Look, it probably hurts quite a lot right now, but it'll be okay. The best thing you can do when you've had your heart broken is just... try not to get hooked up on it. You know, let yourself move on.
Duh! Do you think I care about her? I am 21 years old. Duh, lots of people out there would want to be with me.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. And look, if you've seriously got nowhere to stay, you can always crash here for a few nights.
What? I am not staying here. This city is shit. I hate it. I wish I had never come here. I'm going to go and live in Amsterdam. None of this was personal.
None of what?
Anything. You look very convincing, by the way. If I hadn't known, I wouldn't have guessed. Yeah, shame about the hands.
Hey, wait, no. No, I'm not, no. No, I... Why not?
Dames en heren, de veerboot naar Hull van 12 uur zal over 15 minuten beginnen met boarding. Ladies and gentlemen, the 12 o'clock ferry to Hull will begin boarding in 15 minutes.
You bought the ticket on my computer. That's how I knew where you were. I'm not here to stop you, I just... I shouldn't have come. I'm sorry.
My parents know about me. And I slept with that girl. I should say that right up front. I mean, it was a mistake. And I know that's not an excuse. But, no, it is an excuse. She sent that email to my parents. It's kind of a weird thing to do, but she did it. Still, at least I win the bet. You know, I've been really angry with you. For a long time now, I actually really hated you. Because when you first told me, it was like I was just expected to be okay with it. Like, I should feel guilty if I didn't just go, oh, yeah, sure, fine, do whatever you want. Because I wasn't okay with it. But I wasn't allowed to say that. I wasn't allowed to say anything. Because the person I used to talk to about stuff like that was my girlfriend. And she was changing. And I wasn't allowed to tell her that that wasn't okay. I wasn't allowed to tell her that I didn't want her to change. But actually, I think it might have been easier if you just changed more. If you just become a completely different person, I think I could have just walked away and, I don't know, mourned and moved on. Because I used to picture us getting older. You know, with kids and a mortgage. Old women in a care home, still bickering and disagreeing and going to bed together every night. I used to think about which of us would die first and how I would cope if it was... So yeah, I think it would have been easier if you just changed more, because then I could have just said goodbye and moved on. But then last night, when I was kissing her, every time I opened my eyes, it was just the wrong face. And I just kept thinking about the person who should have been there. But when I did, I wasn't thinking, I want Fee, or I want Adrian. I want you. And I know I got it wrong. I fucked up, I know that now, but I'm here. At the very least, you know, I'm here now.
You don't win.
What?
The bet. I said you wouldn't come out before Angelina Jolie. You don't win if someone did it for you.
Okay.
How'd you get through the gate?
Bought a ticket.
Are you coming?
Do you want me to?
What about your work?
Fuck work. I mean, I'll probably try and take compassionate leave. I might have to come back and work out my notice, but for the time being, I have pretty much everything I need in this bag, so...
I'm going to stay with my parents. I want to talk to them properly about this.
Me too. I mean, I want to talk to mine. But I could... I mean, if you wanted... I found this in the flat. Your binder. I thought you might need it. Here. You don't have to do this on your own.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, what happens now?
I don't know.
Well, don't worry. Neither do I.
In Rotterdam by John Britton, Adrian was played by Felix Moore, Alice by Jeannie Spark, Leilani by Lucy Phelps, and Josh by Paul Heath. The director was David Hunter. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone.
That was Drama on Three, and you can find more editions on BBC iPlayer Radio. Our next drama is Tennessee Williams' breakthrough play The Glass Menagerie, about a family in crisis in 1930s St. Louis. That's at the usual time of 7:30.
He impressed the nation to become BBC Young Musician 2016. He wowed the world at this summer's royal wedding and won 2 Classic Brit Awards. Sheku Kane Mason now performs Elgar's Cello Concerto in a concert of British works at the Cheltenham Music Festival. Sheku Kane Mason, live in concert. Next Friday evening at 7 on BBC Radio 3.
And now it's time for tonight's Radio 3 in concert, presented by Kate Mollison.
Good evening. Tonight's show is a complete concert recorded last Easter at the Lugano Musica Series, pristine lakeside music making in the Swiss Alps. Just 2 works tonight, Schubert's Ninth Symphony and Mozart's Grandest Piano Concerto with Paul Lewis as the soloist. The conductor tonight is Bernard Haitink and the ensemble is the Orchestra Mozart. Here they are in one of Mozart's later piano concertos, the gregarious and expansive C major concerto Kirchhoff 503.